This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli declares Nepal self-reliant on livestock products. Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadra Thapa says the government to form talks team to hold discussions on the demands put forth by the Tharu community. Education Ministry urges educational institutions to adopt health protocol while conducting teaching learning activities. Germany to provide grant assistance worth 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. And North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into Sea of Japan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on promoting commercial production, quitting sustenance-based production for the development of the country. Addressing a program organized by Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry in Lalitpur yesterday to announce Nepal's self-reliance on livestock products, Prime Minister Oli vowed to forward the plans for increasing agro-produce with the aim of exporting agriculture products, saying the remittance would not be a reliable source for all the time for the country to move ahead. Prime Minister Oli stressed on the need of creating jobs in the domestic market. Prime Minister Oli also urged youths to be engaged in income-generating ventures and asked the insurance companies to reduce the premium for agriculture insurance. Also speaking on the occasion, Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Padma Kumari Ariel said the ministry had forwarded a plan to make the country self-reliant in animal and agriculture products with the aim of exporting such produces. She also announced the plan to set up agriculture lab in every school to educate young people about agriculture sector and setting up integrated educating program for enhancing farmers' skills. Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadra Thapa has said that the government would form talks team to hold discussions on the demands put forth by the Tharu community. Receiving a memorandum from Tharu Welfare Society, Tharuhat Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee, Central Agitation Mobilization Committee on Thursday, Minister Thapa said that government was serious towards resolving the 19 points demands, including that of Tikapur case put forth by the Tharu community. Minister Thapa said that the issues would be resolved at the best possible time, saying that the Netra Bikram Chand led party joined the peaceful politics through the talks. Minister Thapa pledged to resolve the issues of Tharu community also through dialogues. The committee's members are staging sit-in at Maiti Ghar Mandala demanding release of Tharu Welfare Society's chairman Thaniram Chowdhury, Resam Chowdhury and others, declaration of martyrs to those killed in Tharuhat movement, among other such demands. The Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resource Committee of the House of Representatives is set to inspect the Upper Tamakosi Hydroelectricity Project from the 27th to 30th of March. Committee President Purnakumari Suvedi said the decision had been taken to deploy an 11-member parliamentary team for the inspection of the project. The project is preparing to start power generation from one of its units by mid-April. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the ruling CPNUML, KP Sharma Oli, has called the party's parliamentary party meeting for today. Chief Whip of the party, Bisal Patra, informed that Prime Minister Oli had called the meeting at 3 p.m. at Balwatar today. He added that the parliamentary party meeting of the party would discuss on the intra-party disputes, contemporary issues and further course of action for the party to take. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 120 new coronavirus cases and 85 recoveries yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,500 infected people, more than 272,200 had recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry also did not report any corona-related death yesterday. Ministry for Education, Science and Technology has urged all not to gather crowds while teaching and learning in schools and to adopt health protocols to stem the resurgence of coronavirus infection. Spokesperson of the Education Ministry, Deepak Sharma, informed that a meeting led by Education Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha and held at Singhadarbar yesterday urged all concerned bodies to maintain high alert in education institutions to avoid the coronavirus infection risk. Likewise, the meeting also called the education institutions not to organize any crowd gathering programs like seminars, assemblies, and anniversaries. Ramgram Municipality in Nawalparasi district is receiving 622 million rupees World Bank grant for urban infrastructure development. The Nepal Urban Governance Infrastructure Project and the municipality signed an agreement for the project that runs with financial assistance from the World Bank. The Ramgram municipality said the grants would be used for management of roads and the garbage collection. The German government has agreed to provide a grant assistance of 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Sri Krishna Nepal, and German Ambassador to Nepal, Roland Schaefer, signed financial and technical cooperation agreements on behalf of their respective governments yesterday. This new initiative will support the private and public sector to expand grid-connected solar farms, solar irrigation and industrial rooftop solar in semi-urban areas for an inclusive economic growth. In remote areas, the initiative aims at providing and promoting isolated solar mini-grids, providing reliable and clean electricity to the rural population. Minister for Finance, Bishnu Prasad Paudel, has said that the government will implement tough measures to curb every possible revenue leakage and other irregularities. Addressing a meeting of the Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee at the ministry yesterday, Minister Paudel directed the officials concerned not to leave anyone involved in irregularities and to protect the innocent ones. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota, and Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal, Sayyid Haider Saha, held a cordial meeting at Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota expressed happiness over unhindered friendly ties between Nepal and Pakistan for last 61 years and said both the countries could collaborate in mountaineering, hydropower and other such sectors. Similarly, Ambassador Saha vowed to lobby for collaboration on trade and other sectors between the two countries. He also expressed Pakistan's belief in achieving peace and prosperity through the South Asian Association of Regional Cooperation, SAARC. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदै छ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The daily count of coronavirus cases in India has crossed 53,000 for the first time since the 6th of November. Yesterday alone, India reported 53,476 infections, among which almost 32,000 cases were from Maharashtra. The Indian Health Ministry has said a new double mutant variant of the coronavirus has been identified in 206 people. However, the official said there was no direct link of the new variant detected with the ongoing surge in the state. The US and Japan have confirmed that North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. This is the first such test since Joe Biden became the US president. North Korea is banned from testing ballistic missiles considered threatening under UN Security Council resolutions. Both Japan and South Korea have condemned the test. It comes just days after North Korea reportedly fired two non-ballistic missiles into the Yellow Sea. Japan said no debris had fallen within its territorial waters. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in province number 1 and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country. It will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli declares Nepal self-reliant on livestock products. Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadra Thapa says the government to form talks team to hold discussions on the demands put forth by the Tharu community. Education Ministry urges educational institutions to adopt health protocol while conducting teaching learning activities. Germany to provide grant assistance worth 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. And North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.